A little bit of a warning before this next item. Some of these noises are very, very annoying.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Go compare. Go compare. Go be sure when you insure first. Go compare.
I'll not identify who said in my ear there, there's no Stephen in this, so it's not a complete package. But yes, a recent survey of the most annoying sounds that drive us mad found that snoring topped the pile. Other earaches were said to be caused by fingers on a chalkboard, dripping taps, that does annoy me, grinding teeth and scratching a fork on a plate. This is one of my own pet hates. This is actually one of my dogs. This is Thor snoring, so this is what can keep me up at night. But what gets on your wick? What irritates you? 030 30 80 55 55. On the line, commentators Heidi McAlpin and Kelly Allen. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, neither of you are allowed to say that George from the Shankle, who was on. George, you're still there, yes?
I'm still here.
You're not allowed to say that George annoys you, because that would be very unfair. But Heidi, what kind of things bug you? What kind of noises really make you shudder?
One thing, I have this one noise, and people do it. My husband does it, and my dad does it. They do it just to annoy me. Fingers drumming on surfaces. It's the most innocuous.
Hold on.
I can't stand it.
That was just for you. That annoys you.
I hate that. It's so... Well,
look, get over yourself.
Even if I see out of the corner of my eye, the fingers moving, they're moving, and you can't even hear it. It's the most subtle of noises, but my God.
So if you can't hear it, then what's the problem?
It's just, you know it's there, and you know you might be able to hear it, it might get louder, and then they do it really loud, and then my husband goes, well, I have to drum it out. You know, finish off the drumming.
an air guitar solo? Kelly, things that bug you, any particular noises that would be top of your list?
Oh, I hate people cracking their knuckles. It drives me insane. I absolutely hate the noise it makes. I think people do it to annoy me because they know I hate it.
It's quite disgusting. But that's a bit like Heidi. You see, is it something that actually annoys you, or you're annoyed because you believe other people do it just to bug you?
No, I think it's a combination of both. I've realised that quite a lot of things actually annoy me. I mean, I hate drumming as well. I hate hearing people's music when it's too loud coming out of their earphones. I hate people that play music without earphones. People scratching like plates, like with their knives and forks, chewing too loudly. I actually think I'm irritated quite a lot by noise.
You clearly sound like a lot of fun to be near, George. Any noises in particular that annoy you?
Well, there's one in particular when the show's on, and I think he's done it when Heidi and the other lady's been on. It's a certain presenter burping while on air.
He does that. And do you know the thing is that really annoys me about the burping? There's a box in here on the right hand side of where I'm sitting today, and there's a button where you can talk to Gareth when he's awake in the next room, and there's another button called cough. But he could use that button, and it cuts off his mic. See, it cuts off his mic, and he decides not to use it.
Yes, I've been in the car in the house when he does it, and people shouting at the radio when he does do it. Yelling and bawling at that. Probably that button you have mentioned before he could hit, but boom, bang, there it comes. Some people's maybe sitting down there mid-morning tea or something, and all of a sudden the big burp comes across the radio.
You know, the other thing he does that is annoying, and he used to do it all the time, maybe has he stopped doing it, is you can hear the mouse clicking on the computer.
Do you know, he's got a silent mouse now.
He's got a silent mouse.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, you're not listening to a word I'm saying, because you're on the computer looking up something else, I don't know. Your bets or something. Oh, and a pen. You know when people click a pen top? Oh, I can't stand that. It's like the little noises are the ones that annoy the most, because people don't need to do that. Fair enough, a baby crying, fair enough somebody has a snoring issue, but it's the teeny tiny noises. Oh, like grains of sand in a nice sandwich.
Shirley's on the line. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Vinny.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I don't like the noise of smoke detector when the battery's going low.
Can I hear yours chirping in the background?
You probably do, yes.
Do you not want to change the battery?
Yes, I do know that. But I should get that done. But in the meantime, I have about 3 or 4 in the kitchen here, and they're going burp, burp, burp.
Who's burping in the kitchen?
The smoke detectors.
Why have you got 3 or 4 in your kitchen?
Just in case one fails the other. A kitchen is very high, is a big place where fires can be, you know, more so than any other room in the house, probably.
Yeah, I don't have a smoke detector in my kitchen. It's in the hallway just outside the kitchen because there's so much smoke in my kitchen because I tend to overcook and burn things.
Yes, that's true. Yes, they can go off quite easily.
Tell me this, Shirley. Are you missing Stephen?
Well, yes and no, because, I mean, you're very good. I was just thinking you are very, very good.
Oh, Shirley, that's very nice of you to say.
Yes, but we like Stephen too, but certainly you're on top of your job, yes.
Oh, Shirley, thank you. Kevin's on the line as well. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Zanny.
I hope Shirley gets batteries, because I can hear that chirping in the background.
All right. The two things that would annoy me most is people rubbing polystyrene together. You know, that stuff that you get out of the packaging where you get a new TV or whatever.
Or if you get people, you know, the polystyrene plates, and if people use like a plastic fork or knife on it, that actually makes me feel physically sick. I don't know why you can actually feel sick because of a noise, but it makes me shudder and feel a bit bokey.
I've a friend also, and he cracks up. He would go mad if people are cracking chewing gum around him.
If they're what?
If they're cracking chewing gum in their mouth.
Oh, you mean like slopping it around?
And pushing him and stuff. He would go mad at that. He would nearly run out of a room.
Kelly, are we all just a bit too oversensitive? Do we not need to get a grip of ourselves and just stop being so particular?
Oh, Finny, I think it's okay to be irritated by things, you know. What else would we have to complain about and moan about? And we all like a good moan.
I don't like people that eat very loudly. Now, sometimes when I become aware of it, I then start to think, if I do it, I don't think I do. I used to get very irritated with my dad. I hope he's not listening. Whenever he would eat loudly, I used to say my dad could crunch marshmallows. But then, that's when I was younger, and you know, you're a bit of a difficult teenager. And then you kind of have to have a word with yourself and just say, oh, would you get over yourself and stop being such an idiot? It's just somebody eating. If it's annoying you, then go somewhere else. Don't listen, or, you know, distract yourself somehow.
No, I think it gets worse as you get older. I find more and more things annoy me daily.
It does with Heidi. She's getting grumpier every time I hear her on the radio.
I can't stand. My dad breathes too loudly sometimes. I can't stand.
Oh, Heidi.
I think he's drawing attention to himself.
Your dad should be concerned. If your dad breathes too loudly and it irritates you.
Do you know what else I hate? The opening bars of EastEnders. Can't stand it. It's like a grab for the remote control. Can't stand it. I know that there's bigger issues there, but it's just the first two wee bits. Can't stand it.
I love that. That's great. It's iconic. But what about you? Anything that you do, Heidi, that people complain at you that find irritating?
No, nothing.
I wonder if we've had any texts or emails to say that they find Heidi irritating. We'll have
to check. I can't imagine that would ever be the case. Because
one from Mr. McAlpin? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's your father.
I don't know how to use mobile phone.
That's terrible.
That's not likely to happen.
We're just going to squeeze a couple more callers in before the news at 10. Mark, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Annoying noises, Mark?
Annoying noises. Just before you go to the news, it's the annoying noise of playing your jingle over your half-9 news bulletin.
Why?
Well, for a number of reasons. One, it distracts from the news. Also, if somebody has difficulty separating sounds, as many people do have, then it means you can't hear it. And thirdly, if you're putting a very serious news item on, to have a silly wee jingle jangling away over it is insulting. And I think it's probably somebody's baby there in the BBC. Somebody has said, hey, let's do this. And
it was Stephen. Stephen wanted it.
Well, then.
And then what happens in here is what Stephen wants, Stephen gets. But I'll pass that on to the BBC, the relevant department. We'll try and squeeze in one more. Paul, good morning.
Morning.
You've got about 20 seconds, Paul. Go ahead.
Actually, man, stopping in the middle of the road outside your house outside close to it. I'm beeping horns.
Outside, opposite the opera house. They're parked, double parked.
But to stop outside people's houses in the middle of the street and then sitting peep horns at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, anyway, 0 30 30 80 55 55.